Good morning. Thousands of protesters holding banners and flags that read G7 Go to Hell or TTP Kills, Politics for People, Not Markets. They turned out for the G7 meeting in the Bavarian Mountains. The G7 is an informal bloc of industrialized democracies, the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the U.K. They meet annually to discuss issues such as global economic governance, international security, and energy policy. President Obama, U.K.'s Prime Minister David Cameron, and German President Angela Merkel are among the leaders attending the event. Russia is not at the meeting. Merkel said Sunday she expects the meeting to produce a united signal that sanctions against Russia can only be softened if a February peace accord for Ukraine is fully implemented. Some 22,000 police from around Germany were brought in to keep the protesters away from the hotel where the meeting is taking place. Protesters believe the leaders' decisions favor banks and businesses, not ordinary people. Another major concern is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The anti-G7 protests turned brutal as riot police turned up heat on protesters. Today, the G7 will meet with officials from Iraq, Tunisia, and Nigeria. This over the fight against terror groups, Islamic State, and Boko Haram. Here in New York State, hundreds of law enforcement officers are searching for two prisoners, convicted murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat. They escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York, which is about 20 miles south of the Canadian border. Anthony Annucci, the corrections commissioner, said prison authorities discovered they were missing Saturday morning.
We noticed during a standing count at 5:30 a.m. at this facility, the two cells which were joining each other were empty. The search revealed that there was a hole cut out of the back of the cell through which these inmates escaped. They went onto a catwalk, which is about six stories high. We estimate they climbed down and had power tools and were able to get out to this facility through tunnels, cutting their way at several spots.
Governor Cuomo went to the prison and retraced their steps. This is the first escape there since the facility opened in 1865.
It encompassed drilling through steel walls and steel pipes, so this was not easily accomplished. The Commissioner of Corrections is going to undertake a full investigation. We want to find out exactly how it happened. Suggestion that they needed power tools to accomplish this. How did they get the power tools? From who? How?
New York State is now offering a $100,000 reward for information that leads to the capture of the two convicted murderers. On Sunday, Governor Cuomo says the unusual step is appropriate for the situation. Mayor Bill de Blasio called on legislators to strengthen rent regulations rather than vote to end them when they expire June 15th. He was at a rent rally over the weekend.
We need them to end vacancy decontrol now. Landlords should not be able to take an affordable apartment and turn it into a luxury apartment just because the rent hits a certain level. We can't live with
that. De Blasio made no mention of 421A, the 1972 law which gives tax breaks to luxury developers. He has a proposal for changing 421A. It would eliminate tax breaks for luxury condos, but he seeks to replace the 80-20, 80% luxury with 20% affordable unit formula with 25 to 30% of affordable units. He's allied with the Real Estate Board of New York on this proposal. Tenant advocates disagree with him. They feel that in the current hot development market, no tax breaks should be needed for builders. And another proposal which construction unions are pushing calls for tax breaks to be tied to union wages for construction workers. Governor Cuomo last week implied that the mayor was anti-union for not supporting this proposal. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Ronnie Gilbert, a member of the influential 1950s folk quartet The Weavers, has died. She was 88 years old. The other members of The Weavers were Pete Seeger, Lee Hayes, and Fred Hellerman.
Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take a great note.
The group was hugely popular before its left-wing activities were targeted by anti-communists during the McCarthy era. They were blacklisted, unable to record, appear on television or radio, or perform in many concert venues, and eventually they disbanded. Gilbert went on to pursue a solo career as a singer, as a stage actor, and psychologist. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
You caused me to weep, you caused me to mourn, caused me to leave my home. But the very last word.